Pope Francis is on a two-nation apostolic visit to Asia next week. After visiting Myanmar November 27th to 30th, he will move on to neighboring Bangladesh November 30th to December 2nd. In both the countries, the Catholic community is very small. While Myanmar is predominantly Buddhist, Bangladesh is mostly Muslim. Catholics in Bangladesh number only some 350,000, or about 0.2% of a population of some 156 million, that is around 90% Muslim. Hindus, with 10%, form the largest minority community in the country, which has a secular constitution. Well, how is Bangladesh and its Catholic Church preparing for the visit of Pope Francis? We put the question to Cardinal Patrick D. Rosario, Archbishop of Dhaka. The Cardinal, who is the President of the Catholic Bishops' Conference of Bangladesh, spoke to us on the phone from the Bangladeshi capital.
First of all, the nation, through the media, is preparing, that means getting more information about the Holy Father as well as the Vatican. For the Christians, we have chalked out different programs. First of all the dioceses are going to send pilgrims for the Mass in the open air. And the spiritual preparation is going on in every parish and in every family through prayers, through in the small Christian communities, through the prayer services, and also Masses which have been prepared for the occasion. And the community is also preparing and is at the last stage. There are about 20 committees, 12 on the national level and 8 on the diocesan level. So these committees are all actively preparing, and we expect for the Mass or open air Mass about 80,000 to 100,000 people. So we are waiting for the Holy Father with the theme, the harmony and peace. And we are very grateful to Holy Father giving priority to visit us and also expressing his preference, his love for this country in the periphery. We are also very grateful to the Honorable Prime Minister who has taken the initiative to invite the Holy Father, and also the Catholic Bishops' Conference of Bangladesh has also invited him. So we are awaiting his blessing upon the church as well as upon the nation.